Okay, good morning, everybody. So picking up the Mamish where we left off in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Mamrim, so the previous halacha we saw, halacha hey, the Rambam says that there is a din of Rishas Atzmo, that once the ben is yotzei the Rishas Atzmo, it's just not the same hamra against the samchos of Ivimo, because he's Rishas Atzmo. So again, he's still mechuyev and kibud aveim, and it's still and mora aveim, and even after they'll pass away, he's still mechuyev. Albeit in somewhat different respects, as discussed, but really a terrible thing. But once a person is Bishas Atzmo, which is defined al pihalacha behakafas hagid, is kanatachton, so then it's not the same degree of hamra. And as we explained, so the achila ra mechueres has to be done by an individual who's Bishas horav. That's one of the tnaim, just like it has to be asilim shuche, and just like it has to be ra mechueres and derech rav tanus. So now the Rambam quotes the parallel halacha, and we'll see the mechaneh mishutaf, if you will, the tzad hashaveh. Kol yomav shel ben sora morein ala shlosha chadashim me'achra sheyavi shtei sairos. So v'shav sheshetisaber sheishto v'ya'ubara nikar b'shlosha chadashim. And of course, this isn't true of all women, but it's the rov. V'nemar ki ala ish bein sora morah v'lo av sora morah halamata shim hikiv hasayar es kol hagid kodem sheyashlam shlosha chadashim areza p'tur. So the Rambam pater. The Rambam says there are two independent pturim, but they really have a tzad hashaveh. One of them is birshas atzmo, which is hakafas hagid. That could come first, or even if that hasn't happened yet, but he's no longer identified as a ben, he's still obviously a ben to his parents, but he's what I would call a ben ve'av. And it's interesting, we don't wait for that child to be born, but even the very prospect of him taking on avhus, dahainu hakaras, Ha'ubar and the Hainu Shlosha Chadashim is itself a p'tur. And I think, again, you can appreciate the Tzad HaShaveh here, which is very, very clear, is that the Hamra, Neged Aviv Imo, is very different when he's a Rishas Atzmo. Again, I'm not saying morally it makes it better, but it's a different degree of rebellion when he's Rishas, you know, Aviv Imo as opposed to not. And the same thing is true. You know, people, one of the most profound changes in the parent-child relationship is when that child becomes a parent, or even when that child, you know, is on the road to becoming a parent, hakara sa'ubar, so that also changes the degree of hamra'ab, not because he's less mechuyev in kibarav, of course he's mechuyev in kibarav, of course he's mechuyev in mora'av, of course he's mechuyev midin haka'u, klala, all these things of course are unchanged, but in terms of the degree of hamra'ah, right, so now that he, you know, the prospect of his being the patriarch of his own nuclear family is, you know, part of the story, I think that's a very, very, very important nekuta, and it's something that really should be taken into account. You know, as we think and transition now a little bit from the achila ra mechueres to the aspect of hamra shebo, right? Hilchos mamrim after the prakim of kibud aveim and you know mo and mekalel and makeh. So the Rambam is making the very clear point. The Kesef Mishna says it explicitly, that there are two pturim, but they really, in my view, boil down to the same thing, which is the degree of hamra, neged aviv v'imo.